And now, our Father, we ask for thy blessing upon us as we look into the Word of God again today. Grant that we might be able to understand this at which we look, that we might implement it in our lives day by day, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation? We've been studying it for some time. We have just heard the first trumpet sound. That is, the first trumpet of seven trumpets, which are going to sound during the tribulation period. Each one of the trumpets that sound brings judgment upon the earth. We had just noticed how, when the first trumpet sounded, the earth was affected, and we said that it was affected in a very literal way. And we suggested to you that we should accept what we read as literal, because we have followed that practice in the past. We called to your attention the plagues which were visited upon Egypt when Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel go. And we suggested to you that those plagues were literal. Long before I was born again, long before I knew anything about the Word of God, Sunday school teachers would read to me about the plagues of Egypt, and I never had one of them say, "Now, of course, this doesn't mean what it said." They read and taught it for exactly what it said. But when I became more interested in the study of the Word of God and began to read what people had to say about the book of the Revelation, and I read about the sounding of the first trumpet, the commentaries I read, some of them said, of course, this doesn't mean what it says. It's not talking about literal blood and literal hail and literal fire. It's talking about something else. And some of the most fantastic ideas were suggested. It would have been much simpler to believe exactly what was recorded in the Word. I believe that when the trumpet sounds, it will happen exactly as we have read. Hail mingled with fire and blood will be cast upon the earth. But now notice the detailed result. In verse 7 we read, "The third part of the trees was burnt up, and all the green grass was burnt up." Although we will tell you that the book of the Revelation should be accepted literally, we must not lead you to believe that you should not recognize the significance of any signs or any symbols that are contained in it. Symbols are certainly a part of the book of the Revelation. If you were listening as we read this eighth chapter, you noticed this phrase, "the third part." The word "third" is mentioned 12 times in this one chapter. Certainly a word so often mentioned could not be ignored, and we have every right to ask ourselves, why? Why this word? Why is it that God permitted only a third part of these different things to feel the effect of his judgment? Well, of course, we don't have any one particular verse that says this is the reason that God let only a third part of the earth be affected. But we are able to compare Scripture with Scripture, and we are able to recognize the very minutely detailed plan of the Holy Spirit in relation to the Word of God. One of the basic foundations for understanding the Word of God is to recognize the numeric structure of God's Word. Numbers are very significant within the Word of God itself. The number 3, for example, is the number of God, and the number 4 is the number of the earth. I'm going to suggest to you that the fact that a third part is emphasized repeatedly is to remind us that these are the judgments of God. We must not try to make them be some particular accomplishment of science. They are the judgments of God. I think the fact that the number 12 is mentioned with this is to indicate that it represents God's dealing with the earth, because the number 12 is representative of God's government of the earth. So we're reminded once again that God is dealing with the earth in a literal fashion. When the first angel sounded his trumpet, a third part of all the trees were burned up. Somebody says, now how in the world could anybody know that? Well, if you are not aware of the fact that there are already instruments would be a better word, I suppose, available to determine even the slightest tremor of the earth and the exact location of that tremor, you certainly are not thinking as men are thinking in our modern day. We are quite sure that there will be instruments that will be able to compute the exact destruction of the trees upon the earth, so that the people who are living upon the earth after this event occurs will read in their newspapers that this terrible thing that happened yesterday destroyed a third part of all the trees upon the earth and a third part of all the grass. We need to hurry on, however. So let me encourage you to look at Revelation chapter 8, verse 8, where we read, the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into sea, and a third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. Notice the accuracy of the word of God. I never cease to be amazed at it. It doesn't say that a mountain fell into the sea. It says that something fell out of the heavens, burning like a flame. It reminded me, John said, of a mountain on fire. It reminded me of a great mountain on fire falling out of the heavens and into the sea. Now, what is this that John saw? We are quite confident that what he saw was a flaming meteor coming out of the sky, flaming so brightly and so big that it looked to him like a flaming mountain. You will notice what happened. It fell into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea died, and a third part of the navies of the world were destroyed. I can almost hear somebody saying, let us be practical now. How could they possibly say that a third part of the sea became blood? You can't dam up all the seas of the world and then let a third part of them be the color of blood. Well, personally, I don't know why God can't do what you think you are not able to do. God has done something very similar to this already. You are all familiar with the Gulf Stream. I understand that the Gulf Stream flows so definitely a different color from the water that surrounds it, clear out into the Atlantic Ocean, that when a boat crosses the stream, one part of the boat will be in the colored part of the water, and the other part will be in the clear part. And what is to keep God from turning a third part of all the waters of the world a distinct blood color, so that the people who are in the world will know that God's hand has fallen in judgment? A third part of all the living creatures in the sea died. Would that be necessary? Well, when you have time, turn to Exodus chapter 7, and we read what happened in the first plague that God brought upon the land of Egypt. He turned the waters into blood. And you must recognize that all the fish in the waters died, and the stink was so terrible that it was almost unbearable in all the land of Egypt. And I say to you today, if God has done this once, then God can do this again, and he can do it even on a larger scale. Two trumpets have sounded, and the earth will have felt the judgment of God upon it in a physical, distinct, and definite way. Now, if you are listening to the broadcast today and you have not been following us consecutively, you may wonder what we're talking about. We're studying together the book of the Revelation. And we are studying the book of the Revelation on the basis of the outline which is given in the 19th verse of the first chapter, where the book falls naturally into three parts. The third part talking about a period of time that is to come upon the earth, known as the Great Tribulation, when men will feel the hand of God in judgment. The judgments are being described under symbols, but the judgments themselves are very literal. There were seven seals on a book. There are seven trumpets to be sounded. And as I suggested, we've just finished noticing the sounding of that second trumpet. The third trumpet will sound, and something else will happen upon the earth that will be terrible, but we'll have to think about that tomorrow. In the closing seconds that we have together with you today, we ask you the question, are you by God's grace going to be saved from this hour of trial that is to come upon the earth? Or are you going to continue rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ and thus find yourself suffering the judgments of eternal fire? You answer the question.